Hear now the words. Join me Tuesday and Fridays at 15 hours UTC. As I read for your listening pleasure. Mostly science fiction. Stories 75,000 or 100,000 quabillion trillion million years old.
AB9FJ here, just checking. Uh-oh. Is it my turn to MC tonight? I thought this was another one for Matt.
This is NB0X. Can I get a radio check? Am I not getting audio out? NB0X.
That sounded fine.
Okay, I had done the whole introduction, and maybe it didn't seem like it went through, so I will start over. My apologies, and I assume that nobody heard the start of the net when I did it. Wayne, AB9FJ, can you respond?
I did not hear anything until I spoke up.
Okay, very good. So we'll just go ahead and restart the net. I think somehow my cross-link with the All-Star network, even though it looks like it should be working, apparently isn't. So I'll just do this alternate mechanism right now, and we'll go ahead and get started. So, try to. Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's the Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And if you're not familiar with the SDF, it's a public access Unix system. You can learn more by directing your web browser to sdf.org or sdfarc.org. And I'll pause now to allow for any emergency or priority traffic. I am NB0X, the net control operator for today, and my name is Matthew, and I'm in Southern California, and my SDF username is nonlinear. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via the Echolink node 9229, the TechLink conference, and I would like to thank Michael, VE7KI, for allowing us to use this conference. This is a directed net, and that means if you have something to say, please give your call and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We do like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions, and this week's question is regarding solar weather, and its effects on propagation and that kind of general topic. It's not a specific question, but I'd want to acknowledge KC8BFI last week had noted that last weekend was the anniversary of the Carrington event, and certainly that is a very notable solar weather event in our history. And coinciding with that anniversary was a very high solar index last weekend. And so if anybody was doing any HOF work last week and noticed or the effects on propagation, that would be great to hear about that as well. So with that, we will take several rounds of check-ins, and I'll go down the list, and everybody will have a chance to greet and comment or ask a question. So if you'd like to call to check in to this week's SDF Amateur Radio Net, please come now with your call sign, name, location, and SDF username if you have one.
This is AB9FJ.
PYTOOLBAL.
KC8BFI, Stephen, username S. Kellett from Ashtabula.
All right, we'll start there. And so, top of the list, AB9FJ, you have the floor.
Hi, this is Wayne. I'm in Urbana, Illinois. Username JWH on SDF. And I'm not exactly sure what the question was about solar weather. Perhaps you're just asking if people who are interested in it had, you know, something to say about it. And I don't have a whole lot to say. I do watch Ham Nation most every week, and if you've ever watched that, you know they have a segment on there where they have Tamitha Scove, who is she's becoming kind of an internet personality star sort of thing there. But anyway, she has a weekly weather forecast for the sun. So it's interesting to watch, but I don't really get into it that much because I don't do so much high frequency operating. I'm not a DX hunter or anything like that, so I'm not always trying to predict propagation. So that's all I have to say. 73, everyone. AB9FJ.
All right, Wayne, thank you very much for checking in. And yeah, that's those are good reports, and she's well known, and I think has a lot of good stuff to say on that topic. So thank you for being here today. Next on the list, I have PY2BIL, Guillermo. You're up.
Hello, everybody. This is PY2BIL, Guillermo, out of São Paulo in Brazil. My SDF username is G. Carneri. So, yeah, when the topic came up, I thought about the same lady. I'm also a Ham Nation listener in my case. I don't watch the show. I listen to the show on my commute. It's on my podcast, on my long podcast list. I guess I'm listening shows from May. So I'm a little bit behind. That's because I have more podcast hours on my phone than commuting time. But anyways, she knows her stuff, and I listen to her on the show whenever they put something on there. They also subscribe to the newsletter, to her newsletter. So it's quite interesting, that the whole thing, right? But again, HF is not something that I'm doing a lot lately, because of propagation mostly, right? And I have to spend some time to set my antennas up here to get on the air anyway. So it's not just turning on the radio and I'm out there, because I do have to set up the antenna every time I want to operate. So, but it's a huge topic. So, yep. That's all I have to say for tonight. So back to you, Net Control. This is PY2BIL.
All right. Thank you very much, Guillermo. I appreciate you being here and checking in tonight. Next on the list is KC8BFI, Stephen. And maybe you, I know you had proposed the topic last week, so if you have anything to suggest on the topic or tell us about it, that would be great. KC8BFI, here you have the floor.
MB0X, this is KC8BFI. Good evening, Matthew, and the rest of the net. Well, propagation. The Carrington event was last week, and primarily the Carrington event is remembered in popular culture as the time when solar flares were drastic enough that the telegraph lines that crisscrossed the country, and this was about 1850s, you know, antebellum America, you know, right before the American Civil War, telegraph wires caught fire. And that was a time of great solar activity. And that's quite a contrast to right now, where Mr. Golden Sun is deciding to lay down on the job and not ionize the atmosphere for us, to allow us the joys of propagation. And amateur radio is one of those forerunners for many great things, such as Earth, Moon, Earth transmission, satellite transmission, and the like, for, you know, esoteric communication modes for when the ionosphere goes away. Outside of the military, we were there. We did the big stuff. Make a quick break here. All right. Now, with that being said, propagation, we're at a bad time with the sun, and it's not getting very much better, but eventually the sun will pick back up. It's a cyclical process. And with that being said, you know, right now, over the last week, the log periodic dipole array TV antenna that's on the detached garage, you know, I raised the mast another 5-6 feet, and at VHF, I'm still having trouble picking up local television. So we know VHF is not having a good time. We know HF's not having a good time. And that's where we get into all the esoterics. I mean, we were there doing Earth, Moon, Earth, satellite, packet. We experiment. We do the stuff that the consumer, you know, they dream of. Reddit, Darknet plan, they only dream of what amateur radio already did. And we're going to be the dreamers going onward. When it comes to it, I don't know, but we'll see what we can do. Right now for HF, I really want to get back up on 30 meters, but we're going to have to see what I can do in some construction. Work-wise, things are not in very good shape at work. But hey, end of the month, if things go haywire at work, I'm going to have a lot of time on my hands. So back to you, Matt, and the rest of the net, NB0X, this is KC8BFI.
KC8BFI, NB0X, well, thank you very much for checking in and telling us a little bit about the Carrington event and the propagation. It is something that those of us that are into HF, it's very important and something to keep an eye on, because it's really my understanding, since I haven't done a lot of HF myself yet, is certainly affecting the ability to get any considerable distance. So with that, I've hit the bottom of my list. So if you'd like to check into this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net and have not done so, please come now with your call sign, username if you have one, QTH, and just let everybody know. I think the DMR All-Star link was having some issues. I think it's back online now. So if anybody's listening through DMR or All-Star, you should be able to check in as well. So with that, please come now if you'd like to check in.
Net control, please check in. Kilo Delta 5, Romeo, Yankee Oscar, Christopher in Siloam Springs, Arkansas, Hobbs C on SDF. No traffic, late to the net, just wanted to get my name on the roster. Thanks for your time. KD5RYO, back to NB0X.
All right, thank you, Christopher. Thank you for checking in.
So
appreciate you
being
here today.
Anybody
else
would
like to check in for this week's FDFARC net, please come now.
A long-form spoken word program. Yeah, the words. Join me Tuesday and Fridays at 15 hours UTC as I read for your listening pleasure, mostly science fiction. Stories 75,000 or 100,000 trillion years old.
Hello to the net, this is Steven W0TTY, SDF user ID is SMJ, and I'm in Seattle, Washington. Let's see, as far as the solar activity is concerned, I did mention in the text box that we had two rare overnight sightings of aurora as far south as Seattle, and that usually coincides more with not occurring, and I can give the sky clear overnight, I, as far as HF folks around here are using a lot of ST8 and getting pretty good distance, even operating QRP, so it may be the case that a lot of people are just working ST8 right now. W0TTY.
W0TTY and B0X. Well, thank you very much for checking in. That's really neat. I've never seen the aurora, so I hope to at someday be up in that area once and see it. So that's neat that it came that far south. Is that a regular occurrence, or how often does that happen as far down as Seattle for the aurora?
It's fairly rare, but it does happen. It's definitely something you can catch best with a time weather. But usually what happens is if we're expecting a storm overnight, we'll get what's called onshore flow from the Pacific Ocean, which puts in a couple of layers of clouds, and then, of course, you can't see anything. So we lucked out, and twice this year, the aurora was visible down here in Seattle. W0TTY.
W0TTY, NB0X. Well, thank you very much for checking in today and being here. It's much appreciated. Okay, if I'm at the bottom of my list, so if anybody would like to check in and has not done so, please come now with your call sign.
This is AG5RB, Ross in Bel Air, Texas. SDF username, Bullet.
And
Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee, Robert in Sydney.
All right, AG5RB, Ross, you have the floor.
Well, I just wanted to say good evening to everyone, whatever time of day it is where you are. Not really much of an HF guy, so really haven't paid a lot of attention to the solar weather other than what I had to study for the various tests. But that's about all I had. Just wanted to say hello in 73, AG5RB.
AG5RB, NB0, thank you very much for checking in today. I appreciate you being here. And then next on the list, I have BK2DY. Robert, you're up.
Good morning. This is Robert, Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee, just finishing off a late breakfast here. It is cold here again. We're down in the teens Celsius, but anyway, it's to be expected in this early in spring. We go up and down until the weather gets hot. Of course, down here, we've got the Southern Lights, but we run out of land before we get too far south. I think the furthest south point in Australia is only, 45 degrees south, which isn't even as far south as Seattle is north. So sightings of Southern Lights are pretty rare here. I think you have to be sort of very, very lucky to see them, unfortunately. New Zealand, I guess, goes a little bit further south, but even they aren't that far south. So we ran out of land. sort of funny how the hemispheres are different. That's pretty much all I've got to share. My HF equipment is down at the moment. I'm not real anxious in putting it up because the band conditions go up and down. And so I am sort of waiting for summer. Maybe I'll put the antennas back up again. VK2DY back to net.
VK2DY, Andy Zurich. So thank you very much for checking in. I really appreciate you being here. And the Southern Lights, that would be neat. We don't think much about them, even in the Northern Hemisphere, at least I don't. But no, it's neat that they're there. How the different hemispheres are, the same but different. I don't know. I'm just rambling now. Sorry. So I have a couple people left here on the list that haven't checked in. So I'll just go ahead and give a shout to them, see if they'd like to check in, and if they're not here, that's fine. So I see KC0RJX, Brian, if you'd like to check into this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net, please come down.
Yeah, NB0X, this is KC0RJX. Name here is Brian, the location is Eastern Iowa. And I just had it on my schedule that the SDF Radio Club meeting was tonight, and I was happy to jump on here in Echolink. The username on SDF is BJ Bishop. And I really don't have anything for the net. I just was curious to see if I can make it in. And I actually was just playing around with HF for the first time today. I have a little dipole that I just kind of strung between two poles and see if I can get my radio on the air, and I successfully listened to WWV, so I was really happy to have that, and had to take it all down, so we'll set it up some other day. NB0X from KC0RJX, back to net.
KC0RJX, well, thank you very much for joining in tonight. We really appreciate having you here, thanks for stopping in and checking in. And that's great. Got some HF work in today, or at least some listening. That's what it's all about. Just get those antennas in the air and get on the air. So that's great. If you are able to do any more, we'd love to hear about it in future nets. So please come back and join us again if you're able and want. Next on the list I see here, N6KAR, Ken, if you'd like to check in, you'd have the floor.
Thank you. N6KAR in Pacifica, California. I just discovered this net and figured I'd say hi. No traffic at the moment.
All right. Well, thank you very much for checking in. We're glad to have you here. Are you familiar with the SDF, or are you an SDF member?
I'm vaguely familiar with SDF and have heard about it, and it's been around for a long, long time. And I come from the era when everything kind of looked like SDF, so I'm glad that it exists.
All right. Well, very good. Thank you again for checking in, and you're welcome back anytime. And then last here, I see on the list W4JXA. Richard, if you'd like to check in, you have the floor. All right, nothing heard. So anybody like to check in or recheck in for this week's STF Amateur Radio Club Net? Topic is solar weather, but I'd certainly be glad to open it up to any topics anybody would like to bring up or discuss. So please come now. All right, nothing heard. I'll just put in one last call. Anybody like to check in or recheck in to this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club, please come now with your call sign.
AB9FJ, in just a few days we're going to have the annual anniversary of 9/11, and I was just wondering if anybody had any thoughts about that. I was going to suggest it as a topic if you didn't already have one. Mainly about, like last week we had emergency communications, so the issues around emergency communications and public service communications on 9/11 was a big issue back then. So anyway, just thought I would throw that out there in case anyone had some comments. AB9FJ.
AB9FJ, thank you very much. If anybody has any comments regarding the 9/11 anniversary and MCOM or anything related, please come now with your call sign.
KC8BFI.
KC8BFI, please go ahead.
NB0X, this is KC8BFI. And Matt, I'll end up saying about Wednesday is that considering who I work for, Wednesday is a day that I will be trying to blend into the woodwork, disappear, and just try to be as invisible as possible again. And same thing I've done for the last 5-6 years is just when you work for Uncle Sam, you try, and 9/11 comes around, you try to be as invisible as possible on 9/11, because it's like an extra full moon in the month, because that's when all the craziness happens. So I'm going to be as invisible as possible that day, at least in terms of the offline world. So back to you. NB0X is KC8BFI.
KC8BFI, NB0X. Well, thank you for telling us about that. I can only imagine what it must be like to be a federal government employee on that day. I'm sure there's a lot of emotions still left around it. So hopefully everything will go well for you. We'll be thinking about you this week as that comes up. If there's anybody else who would like to check in and or recheck this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net and discuss either 9/11, if there's any thoughts as that's coming up, or solar weather, please come now. All right, nothing heard. So we'll go ahead and wrap this up. I appreciate it. Did it again. So we'll go ahead and wrap this up. This does conclude this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at 0 hours, 30 minutes Zulu. If you'd like to continue the conversation, please join our AfterNet in the SDF DMR talk group, 31650, or join us in comm on the SDF. This is Net Control Station, November Bravo, Zero X-Ray, out.